Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
Good morning and happy Friday. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. Joining me in studio today, a stellar panel of guests, Mackenzie Maltby Tomeo. Wow. I pronounced it right. I didn't even... Oh, Tomeo, there it is. Okay. All right. I was just going to confess that I didn't read the phonetic version of the spelling. All right. Tomeo. Perfect. Thank you. She's sales and marketing director at Altitude Hospitality Group. You are going to recognize all of the restaurant names that are being represented here today. Jay Gust, who is the owner of Ascent Restaurant Group, and Megan Obernesser. How'd I do, Megan? Chief Operating Officer of the Blue Star Group. This is a group of folks who are making waves in the culinary scene, not sitting still. Jay, I was very impressed by your very humble roots. Started out as a dishwasher, and look where you are now.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long road, so.
We're going to hear Mackenzie's story. We're going to hear Jay's story. We're going to hear Megan's story. The Springs is growing. The restaurant scene, it's going like crazy. We're becoming a foodie destination, which is what collectively I have a sense that the restaurant and the restaurant owners and marketing folks have wanted to do for a long time in the Springs. And what all of you are doing collectively is making the downtown bright and vibrant and lively and alive, and so many culinary choices and so many concepts that you're representing. We're going to talk about all of that stuff. Long-standing relationships on the Colorado Springs with the dining community, running a restaurant, no simple business venture. I think we can all speak to that. Well, not me directly. Jay, I made it as far as dishwasher.
That's okay. You got to start somewhere. You know, I mean,
some most respected position.
It's a tough one,
and yeah. I still do it.
Yeah,
that's actually like one of my favorite things to do. It's like, okay, you guys got everything. I'm going to go do dishes. We're cool.
Oh, man.
Turn it down and just do it.
Wow. No simple business venture. We're going to ask about trends, evolving concepts, the secret recipe to, let's see if we can talk you guys out of your recipes in terms of longevity, your staying power, your sustainability. What makes it tick and what keeps it going? We're going to start... I think with Mackenzie, right? Mackenzie, tell us a little bit about you. You're leading the sales and marketing efforts for Altitude Hospitality Group. What restaurants are part of what we're going to call AHG through, right?
Yes.
Where are they located?
Sure. Well, we've got a few different entities in all different kind of scopes. I started at the Pinery at the Hill as a bartender, so server, kind of worked my way up from nothing into something, much higher, obviously, but I have really worked almost every part of the front of the house experience since the very beginning. I've been in hospitality for 15 years. So it was really fun to be a part of AHG because we were just growing exponentially when I started. So we've got the Pinery at the Hill, which is 22,000 square feet of event space that's located downtown, kind of on the west side. We've been voted the best wedding and event venue since we've opened in 2013. It's kind of my baby. I saw that thing in a hard hat and grew it into where it's at today. It's kind of like a top now.
You've been with it from the beginning?
Yeah, from the very beginning, which has been really fun. I've seen, a myriad of events and weddings and all sorts of things. So and then it's an all-inclusive venue, so we do everything in-house. So we do the floral, the cake, the pastry, DJ services, everything. So we've got people from all over the country that come in to have weddings and events there, which is really fun. So I've seen all sorts of things. So that's the Pinery. We actually started, AHG started with Garden of the Gods Catering and Market way back on Kuchara Street. I'm sure some people remember that.
You're too young.
I just went as like a customer.
Okay.
But that was way back. And then that kind of curated and morphed into Garden of the Gods Catering. So that's a catering company that we have now here. We have exclusive contracts with a lot of places here in town, including the USOC, which has been really fun to be a part of that. We also have Garden of the Gods Market and Cafe. So a good little breakfast brunch spot in Old Colorado City. Chef Larissa leads an incredible culinary team there.
I love the Southwest Eggs Benedict. It's like my favorite thing to eat.
Mm.
And that menu has really become a kind of a staple on that side of town, which is really fun. And then we've got the market in the back, which has locally sourced items. We get stuff internationally. Our buyer, Carrie, does a really good job of kind of curating our pastry case, and we have take-home foods that are really good. So that place is always hopping, especially during the summer, which is really fun. And then going in at night is Till Kitchen. So originally Till was up north, kind of Briargate and Powers area. Decided we wanted it to be more intimate, so we were moving it to Garden of the Gods Gourmet Market and Cafe at night. So we're starting renovations on that. That'll open June 2020, which is really exciting. That's led by Chef Phil. He comes from a Michelin-trained background, so he came from Austin. So he's got incredible food. I love tasting all of his things. But currently, right now, he's kind of getting things up and started at Northside Social, which is where Till used to be. It's now become kind of an open-air entertainment complex. So we do events. We've got gaming, pay-to-play, free ones as well, delicious food. But now we've got, you know, that huge space that we had as a restaurant is now more of a gaming complex. So, and then we've got Sprig. So Sprig is coming downtown. We were originally up north. Decided we wanted a little more foot traffic, so we moved to downtown. We're going to the old Zizzo's building. So we've started renovations on that, which is really exciting. And that's coming June 2020 as well. So we've got lots down the pipeline.
Sprig is cool because it's all downhill from my house, so I can ride my bike there.
Perfect.
But then maybe the word is coast.
Get yourself a smoothie bowl.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
I know.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll kind of finish up thoughts mm-hmm. with you, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Then we're going to hop over to Mr. J.
Yep.
Then we're going to hop over to Megan. Then we're going to round robin it and just have a lot of fun the rest of the segments of the program. Does that sound good to everybody?
That's great. Great.
I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. In studio today, the stellar Mackenzie Maltby Tamayo. Thank you. The super Jay Gust, owner of the Ascent Restaurant Group. And the Uber, Megan Obernesser, Chief Operating Officer of Blue Star Group. You are all very special folks doing wonderful things for the culinary scene here in Colorado Springs. 9:16 the time. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back. Happy Friday. I'm Ted. Joining me in studio, Mackenzie Maltby Tamayo, Sales and Marketing Director for Altitude Hospitality Group. We'll call it AHG today. Jay Gust, owner of Ascent Restaurant Group. Megan Obernesser, Chief Operating Officer of Blue Star Group. These are three folks that are not sitting still in the culinary world, not at all.
You can't. Never rest on your laurels and never slow down because they catch up.
Now, the three of you are part of a restaurant association, is that right?
Yes.
And is it the three of you and your restaurant groups, or is it a broader association?
It's very broad. It's national. It's based off of the National Restaurant Association, but the Colorado Restaurant Association, we're the Pikes Peak chapter down here.
Okay. Jay, before we come to you, final thoughts from Mackenzie. Any loose ends we want to tie up from your comments earlier?
I think I explained a lot of restaurants.
My gosh, you sure did. You have this nailed down. That's why you are a marketing director, right? All right. Mr. Jay. My goodness. You know, the one thing we do have in common is washing dishes.
Yeah.
I did that for Bonanza. Remember Bonanza restaurants, the steakhouses? Ponderosa came in. They tried to kill Bonanza. I worked for them. After
Love that
Bonanza.
Salad bar when I was a kid.
Oh, my gosh. I did get to do the dinner rolls. And when they came out of the oven at Bonanza, I mean Ponderosa, you were supposed to scream, hot Ponderosa dinner rolls, and it was supposed to just crack. You know, you're 16 years old and your voice is still kind of cracking. That didn't play well. So yeah. I went back to Washington. I wasn't a front of the house guy at all. But it was interesting, very hard work, great for a kid mm-hmm. to learn a good work ethic. And some people like you parlay that into the huge success that you are now. So talk about you a little bit and the restaurant group.
So I moved out here in 95 and, you know, like I said, just started dishwashing and moved my way up to executive chef and, you know, ran kitchens, helped out on projects, jumped into the hotel scene for about 3 years and then jumped back into the independent scene, which was more where my heart's at. So, but as of right now, you know, I own Pizzeria Rustica and we have the Anoteca above it, Anoteca Rustica, and then Tapatria, of course, the gluten-free restaurant, Spanish wine bar. And then have some other projects. We're starting up Ascent Catering pretty aggressively. And then also, well, right now I'm actually in the middle of building a huge smoker.
Oh, so, I don't know. You should see the smile on this man's face. It's like when guys build smokers, it's like putting a toy together.
It seriously is. Yeah. It's a 330-gallon huge propane tank that we're just welding up and doing a reverse flow style. So it'll be really, really classic, like Texas brisket style smokers. Man. I'm excited.
Very fun. So you mentioned pizza and the tapateria, mm-hmm. tapas.
Yep. All small plates, Spanish small plates. Bring in, I'd say about 60% of what we bring in into tapa is from Spain or Portugal. And then the other 40%, we try to source as local as possible. I mean, it's seasonally driven with the farmers, but and especially being more chef driven, we try to really, really support the local farmers as much as possible.
And there is seafood in tapas, right? Sometimes it's periwinkles, mussels.
Yeah. Percibes if I can get them at a decent price.
Very fun. I'm a coastal kid, so, you know, we did stuff with all of those things.
I get that, yeah. I'm surprised you said periwinkles, not a whole lot of whelks, and periwinkles is not a normal term for non-chef-driven
exactly.
environment.
So we know what restaurants are included in your group. You opened your first one, which is the Pizzeria Rustica, in 2008. That's a good long while ago.
That was a long while ago, and actually, so I came in a little bit after that. So my original business partner, he started them, and then he was kind of like, Jay, you need to get out of the hotel business and work on ownership. So it really kind of worked well, because my ownership plan was his retirement plan.
I see. Yeah, okay. What three things would you say you learned about running a restaurant in those 12 years after you've or since you've opened Rustica?
I mean, tons. It's you know, I used to be very, very chef-headed, chef-driven, where it's like it's all about the excellent foods and transcending perfection on each plate for each clientele. And now, like, I barely get a cook. Like, I just did that dinner with a brother and Joe Flam out of Chicago. And it's like, you know, I was just so excited because I think that's the first time I cooked in probably like 3 months, 4 months.
Goodness.
And it was just a blast to just get back in the kitchen. I missed that a lot. Now it's really, I'd say out of 12 years, you better have a sense of humor, because otherwise the business will just chew you up and spit you out. And then get ready to not have any time off. And, you know, your staff is like your family, and you treat them as such, and, you know, really try to grow them. Every day I spend is just teaching the praise of how to have everybody do my job and the people that are working under them the same, and just really just build that chain up.
Tapateria opened in 2010, and what factors would you say came into play in terms of that menu evolving as it has over the years?
The evolving on that menu is really kind of based off the gluten-free. So Tapa actually opened up as a waiting area. So Rustica was like on, no joke, like a 50-minute hour wait to get in, best case scenario, on weekends. So it's like, well, what can we do that's like really, really quick and easy to prepare and something where you can get in, get one, wait for it, and if a table shows up at Rustica, you can, and if not, then, you know, sit there and nosh on some tapas.
Makes perfect sense. Here's the big question. A chef by trade, and that gives you unique insights into ownership.
Yeah, you know a lot of dirty secrets. So I also do a lot of consulting with people that want to jump into the restaurant industry. And I kind of tell them, like, you know, here's a lot of the pitfalls you're going to run into. And the luxury of me growing up from the side of the scene that I saw is that most of those pitfalls I know inside and out.
Okay. So you've experienced them. You have the dents, the bumps, the bruises, and the broken bones.
Yep, and then some.
The
sleeping in the booth because I have to be back in 3 hours.
Oh, goodness. Final thoughts. We have about 30 seconds or so.
I just say, you know, support local restaurants. They're here for a reason. And, you know, it's all built off of passion and love. I mean, I've been cooking for 30 years, and it's really been, that's been my love. I've put all my eggs in that basket. So support the scene. Support your farmer. Know your farmer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Love local.
Yep.
Literally, love it.
Yep.
All right, I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. Mackenzie Maltby-Tamayo, Jay Gust, and Megan Obernesser, and I will be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back. It's Friday. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. My guest today, Mackenzie Maltby-Tamayo, the sales and marketing director for Altitude Hospitality Group, or AHG. Jay Gust, owner of Ascent Restaurant Group. We just heard from Jay. Megan Obernesser is next, chief operating officer for Blue Star Group. All three very special people, and I can tell you the conversations in the breaks are sometimes more fun than on the air. So somehow we rocketed from restaurant to African Raven. That's a long story, but this Raven is actually the pet of a patient of my wife's, and he's a kind of a famous bird around for some reason. So anyway, so much for Ravens. Let's talk about Megan.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's a treat to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about you.
I am in Colorado Springs, have been here about 12 years, and so I happened upon Blue Star Group in 2009-10. And have had various positions with them kind of on and off throughout. And so I feel like Blue Star Group is kind of what ruined me, I will say, on hospitality, because it raised the bar so high for me that I expect more wherever I go.
Very strong reputation for delivering top-notch cuisine is how mm-hmm. you're described. And talk about the group's current offerings.
So currently we have, we are in Ivy Wild School, and we rebranded the kitchen, which is sometimes forgot about the heart of Ivy Wild School. We provide all of the food for that building. So that would be for the principal's office, for the Ivy Wild kitchen counter, for Bristol Brewery, and for Axe and Oak. And so that's been a fun challenge to bring multiple entities together and be the heart of that. Principal's office is also uniquely was the principal's office. That's where the name came from. That was the principal's office of the Ivy Wild School. And so that's where that started, and known for handcrafted and very intentional cocktails and beverage program. And then we also have Lau's Taco Shop, which is on CC's campus, inspired by Hawaiian fresh fish, fresh handmade tacos. So those are our three things right now. And we have up and coming Stellina, which is pizza, pasta, risotto, gelato. And we're really excited about that.
So let's work kind of backwards and go to the front again. Stellina Pizza Cafe. And when will that open, and where can our listeners get more information about that?
So that will open in, we are hoping to open May 1st, mm-hmm. May, end of April, beginning of May. You know, construction can be tricky, mm-hmm. but we're hoping there. We have lots of great things lined up for that. StellinaPizza.co is where you can go. That website is up and running. That has our social media channels. We're currently hiring for positions there. So that's where you can go to find that information. We sent our owner, Joe Coleman, and our chef, Will Merwin, out to Italy in the fall, and they did lots of research, fell in love with Roman-style pizza, and so we are looking forward to lots of handcrafted pastas, pizzas, just fresh ingredients there as well. So
Stellina's going to be in what's called Mid-Shooks Run neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to us a little bit about the concept and why it works for that particular location.
So in the research that we did around, and our creative teams have done some research, we found that has been in the neighborhood since 1902, has been some sort of a grocery neighborhood establishment since 1910. And we just feel like it is an anchoring place in the neighborhood, and we want to continue to provide a community space, a neighborhood gathering space, family-friendly, just kind of continue to be the anchor and kind of a great space to gather in that neighborhood.
Then there's Lau's and Principal's Office, community staples mm-hmm. for quite a while. So they're fixtures, but very different personalities. Where'd the inspiration come from that?
So Joe spent some time in Hawaii surfing, and when they would come back from a day of surfing, they would meet Mama Lau. And she would feed them very fresh fish tacos. And so that came back to we wanted to bring the aloha spirit back to Colorado Springs. And so we have just had a great experience of bringing this fresh, you know, I'm in there multiple times a week watching the ladies make the salsa every day. And, you know, we marinate the chicken fresh. Everything is just handmade and crafted. So people enjoy it.
Okay, I'm getting dehydrated over here. I'm starting to drool. Blue Star Group, a very familiar name to mm-hmm. a lot of us in the business community in particular, has been around for 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something to celebrate. That's a lot of staying power. Over those years, though, community grows and taste buds change.
Correct. I would say that it's really kind of the style of dining that feels like has changed. I think people still want the innovative. They still want fresh. They still want that culinary edge. But they're looking for it in a place where they can wear their jeans and T-shirts and not feel maybe to have an event to go to, but just looking for great food every time they come. So we've had to change kind of, you know, do we want the white tablecloths, the fine dining, or can we bring that in a casual environment? And so I think that's kind of the direction we've headed is let's just make great food no matter where we are and what we're doing.
All right. In the couple of minutes we have left, I want to get going on some round robin here because that's really fun for me. Excuse me. So, Mackenzie, let's go to you. Your experience, I'll just say this about the three of you as I'm getting to know you. You're all about community, and you're all about having someplace steady and comforting and comfortable for people to go and relax and feel like they belong, feel like they're at home. Am I on point here?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would say. We call it kind of the third space. You go to work, you go home, and where do you want to go when you're not at either of those places?
That makes perfect sense.
Well, and hospitality quite literally means hospice, to like take care of people. And so I think that becomes, if that becomes kind of the bottom line narrative, you offshoot everything from there. So the food, the service, the way people feel when they're with you. So I think that's a huge part of hospitality in general.
Jay, you all about the experience?
Absolutely. You have to. You have to build that family environment. Is kind of our thing, is just really make sure it's engaging, make sure like treat the people that come in the door like as if they're lost relatives from a while ago and you just want to get caught up.
And the three of you, how much time do you spend together ordinarily talking? Is it best practices that you share? Does the restaurant association, is that the thing that brings you together? You're discussing each other's concepts and things like that?
There's a lot of different like sideline and just different round tables. Like I just had a great conversation with Joe Campagna because he's putting the Supernova 2 right next to Rustica. And we just had like, probably just, you know, sat down and chatted about where we are, where we're looking at being and trying to like, you know, move through the hurdles and the humps of, you know, the restaurant world and just, you know, what's going in the city just in general. And just a lot of just seeing each other on the street or like Joe and I just sat down probably like 3 weeks ago and we're just talking about, you know, movement, shaking, where stuff's going and how to do it. And, you know,
I think it's a mentality of there's enough room at the table for everybody. So we want to support one another. And make sure that the community is aware that we work together. We're not pitting for anything. We support everybody, you know?
Absolutely. You have to.
I think that's what makes our culinary community unique.
Yeah, worry less about your slice of the pie. Worry about how big you can build a pie. Yeah.
The whole pie.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. That's wonderful. 9:45 the time. We're going to take a quick break. My guests today, Mackenzie Maltby-Tamayo, and sales and marketing director for Altitude Hospitality Group, Jay Gust, owner of the Ascent Restaurant Group, Megan Obernesser, chief operating officer for Blue Star Group. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back. Happy Friday. Mackenzie Maltby-Tamayo, Jay Gust, and Megan Obernesser all join me here on KRDO's Extra Business Edition today. A little bit of round robin now. Three very, very special people. Mackenzie, this one's to you. In short, tell us a few highlights we should be on the lookout for in the next 6 months or so from AHG, and where can listeners go to get additional info again?
Sure. I think Till is going to Garden of the Gods Gourmet Market at night, so that's going to be really exciting. Happening May, June, again, kind of contingent on construction, building out our kitchen really nicely, and then Sprigg's coming downtown, which we've got a lot of fan base and excitement about that, being it's a vegan option for people, kind of breakfast and lunch option, so... And then Northside Social just opened, and we've got tons of events kind of in the pipeline, tournaments, those types of things. So each of those have their own websites you can go to check those out, or you can go to altitudehg.com to just kind of get in touch with all three of those. So that's kind of down the pipeline.
Perfect. So glad to have you here today. Mm-hmm. Jay, gold stars with Pizzeria Rustica and Tapateria. Any projects in the works we should know more about, and where can our listeners go to learn more about those?
I'd say the big one is still a little on the wraps, but there's a really, really cool boutique hotel being built downtown, and I'll be overseeing the food and beverage side of it. So
very exciting.
But yet to come later in the year.
All right. You are talking to a news guy And there is only KRDO in your world when it comes to breaking news. Amy. Yeah. Okay. We want to know when you're going to open. That's very exciting.
Yeah, it'll be later okay. 2020. So.
All right. Very fun. And the wonderful Megan, Stellina Pizza Cafe. You talked a little bit about when that's going to open, what's on the menu. And let's tell our listeners once again where they can get information about.
So, Stellina is in Mid-Shooks Run neighborhood, and we're looking to open beginning of May. We're excited about handmade pastas and sourdough pizza, Roman style, locally made gelato. We're really excited about that happening.
Now, you know, being in the business of working with businesses here at KRDO, it's our life's blood and helping businesses grow. What I'm seeing more of are dual concept restaurants up north in the Northgate area. There's a dual concept restaurant. It is breakfast and lunch. And so coming from all of you, you have one dual concept. You've got one. Yeah. Megan and Jay, do you guys have dual concept restaurants anywhere in your collections?
I wouldn't quite say dual concept. I mean, I'm kind of like, I guess, a shotgun blast of food. So, like, we kind of do whatever. I've done, like, mainly on the catering side. It's kind of like, you dream it, I'll build it.
Sure.
Is more of, like, where I sit with that one.
I would say, yeah, we have multiple concepts. I mean, when we talk about the Hawaii-inspired fish concepts, or, you know, we have this Heart of Ivy Wild, you know, best bar food concepts, a craft, you know, we are looking to put kind of a system to multiple things so we can bring a variety to the city.
And general thoughts, Jay, I'll start with you on what we're talking, you know, describing as dual concept. Same building, but two, same owners, but two different concepts, one by morning and one by day or by night.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I mean, I think there's always a place at the table for it, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't say you don't want to oversaturate it. But, I mean, if you're doing it good and you have, like, two things, like one thing that we're going to start doing at the Rustica, which I wouldn't necessarily as a dual concept, but we're going to start doing the Bistecca Fiorentina. So, beautifully sourced, locally sourced from Cal Crate, 2-inch thick porterhouse that will be firing off in our wood-fired oven, what we normally just do only pizzas in, just one day a week to kind of like bring a little bit more of, you know, Tuscany to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about as close as I'll get to really dual concept.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How hard is that to do, Mackenzie?
Well, I think having, you know, Till coming to Garden of the Gods, you know, financially made sense for us. It seemed like a kind of low-risk option when it comes to you know, kind of seeing how we can grow. We wanted to build something more intimate, and being that same owner, it just made sense. So it's like, if we're already doing breakfast and brunch by day and it's sitting empty by night, it just made sense to move that into that space. And then if it grows bigger, we'll go somewhere else. But it's a good kind of holding option to move into that space.
Megan, you get the wise guy question today.
Yeah.
If you could do it, would you do it?
Well, there's definitely been talk about, you know, when you talk about ghost kitchens, you talk about what is the push towards the experience of takeout, of delivery? What are people in the city really wanting? And we do know that that's relevant. We see that in our businesses now, that the experience lends itself to that. And so we need to be relevant and thinking about that. And we are. We have talked about commissary kitchens and the need for that in the city and what that may look like as a dual concept.
Now, the three of you are all living under this cloud right now of coronavirus, and we don't want to spend too much time here because we want to be very careful about this. But I think your approach, having, you know, in our initial discussion before we came on air, is, you know what, there's nothing to fear. Mm-hmm. And you talked a lot about your standards for sanitation in the restaurant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that there is no reason that the community cannot continue to gather at your places. Want to elaborate on that a little bit, all three of you?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we already have these sanitation standards in practice. It's a great reminder to, you know, share with the community that this is what we do anyways, and we're going to continue to do it, and we're going to continue to keep those practices to keep people healthy and safe.
Mackenzie?
Especially coming from, you know, the hospitality, you know, concept that we care for people first. You know, food is kind of the extension of love and care for people, and so like Megan was saying, it's definitely, we're already doing these things. We're already best practice. Now we're just adding to what CDC has asked us to do. Mm-hmm. We're abiding by all of those things. And so we just encourage people to remember that there are, you know, people that are working there, the locals, you know, these are people's livelihoods. And so to take care of each other,
show kindness that way.
Mm-hmm. Jay.
Pretty much, I concur with everybody here. Just really, it's just be aware, be thoughtful, and show up. Show up for your reservation.
Yes.
Yeah. Make your reservation so we know how many people are coming.
Yes.
I think compassionately, brilliantly, masterfully stated, all three of you are just wonderful. What a treat to be with you today. Thank you for all you do to bring that sense of goodness and good feeling and warm fuzzies to the community over a culinary experience, because really, food's where the heart is, isn't it? Thank you all for being here today. Mackenzie Maltby-Tamayo, Sales and Marketing Director for Altitude Hospitality Group. Jay Gust, owner of Ascent Restaurant Group. Megan Obernesser, Chief Operating Officer for Blue Star Group. We appreciate you so much. The Extra Business Edition will be back next week, right here, Friday at 9 a.m.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs live Friday mornings at 9 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and KRDO.com. Listen on demand at KRDO.com under the radio tab. Click on podcasts.